As it was my custom to take an occasional walk during my lunch hour, one late morning, it was a Saturday, I decided to visit the slave market on Canal Street. The building was a large, square, two-story edifice, surrounded by 12-foot-high walls, their tops embedded with shards of glass. An odour of an untended outhouse hung in the air, as did the smells of captive humanity. A few dogs roamed about, looking for scraps of food. Entering into an inner courtyard from the street, I could see the many cells in which the slaves were kept, with their heavy oak doors lining the inner courtyard walls. A murmur of voices was audible through their metal gratings. Wandering about, I happened upon the entranceway of a room, the guard's house, on whose walls hung all kinds of apparatuses, manacles, iron collars, chains and handcuffs, as well as devices like thumbscrews and pincers of an unusual size. Among the other visitors to that place was a crowd of New Orleans citizens, all finely dressed, who had happened by during their strolls to take things in, as the courtyard was visible from the street. Then the clanging of a bell, the signal for the sale to begin. Quietly I watched, as a line of male slaves was marched out and arranged from tallest to shortest, each having been outfitted with shoes, trousers, a shirt and jacket. Some were in the prime of youth, strong-limbed and clear-eyed. The others, very old and weary of life, were to be had at bargain prices, if anyone wanted them. The women, some with their children, were lined up on the other side of the courtyard. Wearing bright calico dresses and silken bandanas around their heads, they were arranged in order of their beauty and youth. The first in that line, a woman who could not have been more than 17 or so, weeping profusely as she stood waiting, with her head bowed, for that proceeding to begin. The eldest was a toothless and anguished-looking woman of perhaps 40, her back bent and right hand shaking from the years she had already spent in the cotton fields, resigned to the fate that she would be likely thrown in for nothing as part of someone's...